Brothers and sisters in our Savior Jesus Christ, it is a pity when those who gather to worship do not know what they are doing. Sometimes we are not spiritually in tune as we ought to be, but half a note too flat. Psalm 103 begins, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and it ends in the same way, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Praise is the beginning of a Christian life. Praise is the life of life. We begin, we continue, and we end with praising God. Praise is a keynote of the Christian. It is a keynote for the new year that lies before us. 2008 is not just another year, it is a year of the Lord Jesus Christ's great grace, glorious redemption, and sovereign rule over all things as God's holy King. Infants should bless the Lord. Children should bless the Lord. Young people should bless the Lord. We should bless the Lord in middle age and even in old age, from the cradle to the tomb. One sparkling line should run through all of life. Praise to God. Usually we mix prayer and praise, and they make up a delightful offering to the Lord. But sometimes the light of God's goodness so fills us that all we can do is praise His name. All that is within us blesses the Lord. That is an anticipation of heaven, where forever we shall bless and praise the Lord and magnify the thrice holy God. In this psalm, Psalm 103, verse 1, the Lord commands us to bless Him. David wrote Psalm 103. In this psalm, David carries on a public conversation with himself. He exhorts himself to bless the Lord, and he exhorts you and me who read this psalm to bless the Lord as well. The Holy Spirit uses David's words to his own soul to call us and to command us to bless the Lord. How can we bless the Lord? It is easier for us to understand God blessing us. God shows us undeserved favor. He gives us so many wonderful gifts. Unless God blesses us, we could not bless Him. Unless God is with us in Christ, we could not bless God. Our blessing God can only be the echo of His blessing us. But how can we bless God? We cannot add to His happiness or increase His greatness or enlarge His goodness. What can our poor drops contribute to the ocean? What can our nothingness bring to God's all-sufficiency? What can our darkness contribute to His light? First, God blesses us by thinking well of us, and we bless God by thinking well of Him. The Lord purposes to bless us before He ever stretches out His hand to give us anything. It is a blessing to us that the Lord takes thought of us. David writes in Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18, "How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you." In a similar way, we should bless God by sweet, holy, adoring, loving, and grateful thoughts of Him. Think well of Him who thinks so graciously of you. This is not a burden. It should be the most enjoyable thoughts we have. To think of what God has done for me should thrill our heart. How sweet it is to speak of our Father who is in heaven. To turn over in our minds thoughts of what God is, what He has done, what He has been, how He has dealt with us, how He has revealed Himself to us, how He has glorified His holy name is a most wonderful and delightful thing. Some of the best moments of devotion are marveling that God should ever love me, and what that love has worked in me and for me. That is blessing God. With every pulse, our heart beats His praise and throbs with love to Him. We commune with God in gratitude and love from our heart and our soul. Our soul does what our tongue cannot. Think deeply of what the Lord has done. Do not pass over His mercies superficially, but look into them. Pry into the very heart. Look into the deep things of God. Do not stop thinking of God's covenant, of God's electing love, of His everlasting faithfulness, of Jesus' redeeming blood, of His pardoning grace, and of all the ways in which eternal love has shown Himself since that day when you first heard Him speak in your ear, "I have loved you, yes, you, with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn you to myself." Thinking well of God is one of the chief ways in which we can bless Him. We also bless God when we wish Him well. We can wish God well and desire great things for the Lord's honor and glory. God always carries out all of His desires and wishes. We cannot carry out all our wishes, but we should desire and pray for God's glory. Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Our prayers are not sufficiently directed to the glory of the Lord often. How seldom do we begin with praying for the glory of the name of God in all the earth and the coming of His eternal kingdom. We put last what should always be first. We ought to pray far more than we do for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Prayer also shall be made for Him continually, and daily shall He be praised." Do you continually pray for Jesus and daily praise Him? You should certainly pray for yourself, such as, "Give us this day our daily bread," or "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." But that comes after, "Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done." We should desire that all men know God, that all men worship God. And we should pray for these things. We should desire that all idols would be abolished, and that people in every land and in every tongue would sing the name of God. We should have the burden of God's church on our hearts and long for the success of its work. We should grieve when we see the truth of God dishonored and His word defamed and despised. We should bless God when we do bless God when we abhor all that dishonors Him. Wish well for His church, His cause, His truth, His people, and all that concerns His glory. Pray without ceasing, "Father, glorify your Son." Turn your wishes into prayers. First, we bless God by meditation. The second step is blessing God by supplication, by prayer. We bless God by speaking well of Him. Perhaps you say very little about Him. Chide yourself for being so hesitant to speak about Him. Perhaps you've even spoken against Him, though you are His child. Perhaps you've fallen into such a state of heart that you imagine that He deals harshly with you. That's the opposite of blessing Him. Perhaps you've lost a loved one, or you suffer ill health, or you've lost money or property or some other thing dear and special to you. Perhaps the devil says you curse God and die, as Job's wife said to him. Surely you will not listen to that vile suggestion. No, no. 1,000 times no. But beloved, if you are His child, far be it from you to curse your father. And yet you curse God in your heart if you quarrel with the will of the Lord in His providential acts towards you in your life. God's people provoke His Holy Spirit when they murmur against Him in their hearts. A murmuring spirit is the very opposite of blessing the Lord, especially when the murmurs take a loud voice, when they're not merely choked and concealed within our hearts, but when every time we speak, we complain bitterly of how the Lord deals with us, and we think that He acts in a very harsh and difficult way. Get rid of every rebellious thought. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Why does a living man complain? For the punishment of his sins? Jeremiah said in his book of Lamentations, yes, let us lament for sin, but let us not complain because of chastisement. Indeed, some of us have nothing to complain of. We have everything for which to praise Him. And if we do not do so, we deserve to be banished to the Siberia of despair. How can we complain? If we are not in hell, everything is mercy. If you, a pardoned sinner, had to spend the rest of your days on earth in a stone cell with no food but bread and water, performing the labor of a convict, yet so long as you know that God has pardoned your sin and delivered you from going down to hell, you have 1,000 reasons why you should bless the Lord, and you have not one single reason to complain. So long as you can say His mercy endures forever, you have enough cause for unceasing praise. But when the Lord gives you all things to enjoy, when He gives you food to eat and He gives you clothing to put on, when He allows you to come to His house in peace and hear the gospel and have it sweetly applied to your own heart, you ought to speak well of the Lord who deals so bountifully with you. Have you said anything to praise God today? The most important things we say each day are words of praise to God, somehow or other, to somebody or other. We ought to speak well of His dear name every day. The wicked speak loudly against God. You cannot quiet them. Why should we be silent? We have as much right to speak for God as they have to speak against Him. We have even more right. If they say that we impose our religion, some of them impose their blasphemies. Surely we may take as much liberty as they take. We shall not be muzzled like dogs to please the world or its master Satan. No, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Speak well of the name of the Lord, and let people know that you have a God who is gracious to you in a most wonderful way. Do not be satisfied with thinking well and speaking well. We must also act well for God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And as He blesses you with real gifts and with gifts unspeakably precious, bless Him by acts and deeds of holy service and consecration. Sometimes you may even indulge yourself with the delight of breaking an alabaster box full of very precious ointment and pouring that fragrance on the Lord Jesus Christ. Go get something rare and costly from your store that He's given you and give it to Him and bless His name. Every now and then think to yourself, I must do something fresh for Jesus. Do something to give pleasure to the Lord. Bless the Lord with your hands. Bless the Lord with your purse. Bless the Lord with your substance. Bless the Lord with your sacrifice of yourself. If you do truly bless Him, you will not be content with just singing His praise, but you will want to make known His name to others. You will endeavor to spread abroad His praise in whatever way you can. Bless the Lord not in word only, but in deed and in truth, even as He blesses you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's also consider the manner or the way in which we should bless the Lord. It is not only what you bring, but with what spirit you bring it. How how is just as important as what. So here it is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. We are called to bless God in a very spiritual way. It's a matter of our soul. It's a matter of our heart. It's a matter of our spirit. I'm not to bless God with my voice only, nor merely with the help of a fine organ or a beautifully trained choir, but I am to do it after a far more difficult manner. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Soul music is the soul of music. The music of the soul is that which pleases the ear of God. God is spirit. He delights with that which comes from our spirit. God can set the winds to make music. God can tune the roaring of the sea. He can harmonize the crashing of storms. A heart that loves God makes music to Him. A heart that praises God has within itself all the harmonies that He delights in. The sigh of love to Him is a beautiful sound. The sob of repentance is music to His ears. The inward cries of His children are an oratorio, and their heart songs are true hallelujahs. Bless the Lord, O my soul. God hears the silent person. God loves the true and deep praise of our hearts and souls. God seeks spiritual worship from spiritual worshipers, and how often this is neglected. You can go to a very fine church where there's very grand service, and there may be spiritual service there, but there may also be not a trace of it. You can go to a simple building with four bare walls, and there may be spiritual worship there or not. It's not the outward fanciness. It's not the plainness that will ensure spirituality. Only the conscious presence of the Spirit of the living God will enable us to worship Him with our soul. And that is the main thing. That's the only important thing. Jesus said in John 4, verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Our heart must be in every word. The spirit must go with every note. Everything that does not arise from a devout exercise of the powers of our mind, and even with the full attention of all of our spiritual faculties, falls short of that to which God calls us. The right note is, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. It is spiritual worship. Not worship from the teeth out, but from the heart that lies deep within us. When we bless God, we should do with all the intensity of our being. All that is within me, bless His holy name. We ought not to worship God in a half-hearted way, as if it were our duty to bless God. And it is a weary duty, a wearisome task, that we need to take care of and get rid of as quickly as possible. And the sooner the better. No, no, no. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Come, my heart, wake up and summon all the powers you have. Mechanical worship is easy, but worthless. Rouse yourself. Rouse yourself, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Every faculty within our being is to praise God. Our memory, our hope, our fear, our desire, our imagination, all our capacities, all of our graces. There's not one part of man's constitution which should not praise God. Yes, even the sense of humor should be sanctified to the service of the Most High God. Whatever faculty God has given you, praise your God with every faculty that you have within you, so that there is no part and no power of your nature that is not used in the Lord's praise. is my heart's desire, that you praise God with that sacred twinkle, with that feature or faculty that is most characteristic of you. Let your eyes praise Him. Let your brow praise Him. Let every part of your being be aroused, and so aroused as to be in finest form. Let your soul rise to the high water mark. Give me a person on fire when God is to be praised. Let all that is within me bless His holy name. God is not to be half praised. A whole God and a holy God should have the whole of our powers and being engaged in blessing His holy name. Our blessing of God must be intense, so intense that all of our powers and faculties and forces are unanimous in it. The text reminds us that we ought to do it repeatedly and continually. This command to bless the Lord is twice spoken in verse 1, and again in verse 2, and again in verse 20, and again in verse 21, and twice in the last verse, verse 22. Always bless Him. Thank Him. Praise Him. Bless Him. Begin each day with blessing Him. Begin each meal with blessing Him. Bless Him before you go to bed. Bless Him when you wake up every morning. Even in the middle of the night, if you lie awake, bless the Lord. Oh, what happy lives we would live if we were always blessing Him. Let us resolve to begin a new era, and from this hour, begin to praise the Lord without ceasing so long as He gives us breath. May this be the holy resolution of everyone bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. We're all needed for this work. Who among us would like to be excused from such an honorable service? May the Holy Spirit help us to love praise and to live praise till we perfect praise to God. Who is the God that we bless? The text says, "Bless Yahweh, O my soul." The God of the present day is a new God, newly sprung up, as the Lord said through Moses in Deuteronomy 32. Many people look upon the God of the Old Testament as a God of long ago, a God of a worn-out book, not the living and true God. We know nothing of a new God. We adore and bless the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God that created heaven and earth. We worship the God that led His people through the wilderness. We worship the God that brought His people into the land of Canaan. This God is our God. Forever and ever, He will be our guide even unto death. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. Let those who want to worship Baal or Moloch or some other god, the gods of Greece or the gods of Rome or the gods of hedonism or humanism or some other false religion, let them worship their gods. But my soul, bless Yahweh and adore His holy name. The gods of evolution and agnosticism are false gods. These invented gods or demons leave to the ungodly to dote upon. What does it mean to bless God's name? The name of God is that by which He reveals Himself to us, so that the God we worship is the God who has revealed Himself to us in Scripture. Many people worship the God of reason, the conception of the educated, intellectual, cultured mind, the God whom they have invented for themselves by their great cunning and wisdom, the God whom men find out for themselves is not the true God. That's just as true today as it was in the days of the Apostle Paul, who said the world by wisdom did not know God. Can you by searching find God? I often hear people say they go from nature up to nature's God. It's a very long step. Too far for human strength. You can stand on the highest Alp mountain and you will perceive that you will never step into heaven from there. It's far easier to go from nature's God to nature, and far safer to believe in Him who condescends out of heaven and reveals Himself to us. Bless His holy name. Bless the God who has revealed Himself to us, and bless Him as He has revealed Himself to us in creation and in Scripture. Don't look around for some other God. Begin with the God with whom the Bible begins. Read its very first word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Begin with the God whom the New Testament begins with in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Stick to God's revelation. There we have the name of God spelled out in capital letters, as it were. Believe the inspired Word, for it will never mislead you. If I did not believe in the infallibility of Scripture, the absolute infallibility of it from beginning to end, I would never enter the pulpit again. If it was left to me to decide and to judge how much of the Bible is true and how much is false, what guide do I have? How will I ever know? God has revealed Himself in different ways through His prophets and through the apostles. And He's given us His completed Word in the Holy Scripture. Let us bless Him as He has revealed Himself to us. Let us rejoice in Him who in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Scriptures of truth has graciously unveiled His holy face. Psalm 103 verse 1 says, "Bless His holy name." We can bless God for His goodness, but only a mature believer will bless God for His holiness. God's holiness is an awesome, an august attribute, an attribute which comprehends all of the other attributes of God, for it refers to His perfection, His wholeness. It is an attribute which looks darkly on sinful man. Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, the holiness of God seems to like thunder and lightning crashing down upon the doomed sinner. But when we are reconciled to God through His Son, the holiness of God is a delight to believers. We see the holiness of God most clearly and most resplendently in the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross at Calvary. For God would never pardon sin in any way that violated His holy justice. God in His infinite holiness would sooner die Himself upon the cross than not vindicate His holy law. And so we conspicuously, clearly see God's holiness. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, we worship You. We bless You. Beloved, do you love a holy God? Do you bless a holy God? While you bless Him for His mercy, do you equally bless Him for His holiness? You bless Him for His bountiful goodness, but do you feel that you could not bless Him so if you are not also fully aware that He's perfectly righteous? Bless His holy name. When that holiness burns like fire and threatens to devour the guilty, let us still bless His holy name. When we see His holiness consuming the great sacrifice, we bow before the Lord in deep dread of soul, but we still bless His holy name. An unholy God? It's absurd to think of an unholy God. God is thrice holy. Let us bless and praise Him as the Holy One of Israel. When people say we love and bless and praise a holy God, there's something of holiness in them. God, the Holy Spirit, has begun to make us holy so that we appreciate holiness. And we strive ourselves to be holy. No one can see the beauty of holiness until his eyes have been washed in the river of the water of life, and God has made us pure so that we can praise his holiness and be a partaker of his holiness. What are some lessons that we can remember from this text as we begin another year in the worship and service of our great God and Savior? Perhaps you've been grumbling of late. Wake up and say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Perhaps you have been bitter and resentful about something or towards someone. Perhaps you've been bitter and resentful toward God Himself or toward some other person. Stop and bless the Lord. Perhaps you've been dull and cold-hearted of late. Stir yourself and praise the Lord. Practice this praising of God when you are stimulated by the example of others. If you hear others praising God, say to yourself, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Do not let any man praise God more than you do. When you see your brothers and sisters praising God with all of their heart, do not grovel in the dust and moan, because you don't want to rejoice in the glory and holiness of God. You don't want to revel in the joys of eternity. Now stretch your wings and rise up to sing hallelujah to the Lord. And do not rest until you too bless the Lord with all that is in you. And even if you are where no one else is, or you are where everybody else goes the other way and speaks ill of God or ignores Him, then praise God alone. Say to yourself, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. I dwell among lions. And even though they roar, I will bless the Lord with all that is in me." And that will stop the lions' mouths. What if you are in prison like Paul and Silas? Bless the Lord. Bless him in prison. Nothing shakes prison walls and breaks jailers' hearts like the praises of the Lord. Perhaps you are where everybody doubts the holy God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and be all the firmer and all the bolder in praising and blessing your God. Even if everybody sneers at God and at His truth, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let everyone know that there is one in the world who does not sneer at God's revelation of Himself. Let opposition be like a strong blast that makes the furnace 7 times hotter. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What does it matter whether other people bless God or not? I must praise Him all the more if others are silent before God. That's how it ought to be from every one of us. If I do not praise the Lord, the stones in the wall will cry out against me, and it will complain of you if you also are silent. You owe Him more than many praise and blessing. If all forget to praise God, you remember. It is pleasant as well as profitable. Praise is our meat and our drink. Is there any other job comparable to blessing the Lord? Is there anything at all that you can do which surpasses the spending of your life in magnifying your God? If you practice it, it will be profitable to you. It will make you grow in the grace of God. It will make your burden light. It will make your way to heaven seem short. It will make you fearlessly face the world. If you have God within your heart and you are blessing His holy name with all that is in you, you will not care so much about all the outward circumstances of your life. Whether God gives or He takes away from you, you will still bless Him. And it will be useful to you in bringing others to bless the Lord and to salvation in Jesus Christ. A praising heart is a soul-winning heart. If we bless God more, we shall bless our neighbors more. A happy Christian attracts others to the Lord by his joy. And to bless God will prepare us for heaven. Praise is the rehearsal of our eternal song. By grace we learn to sing, and in glory we continue to sing. What will some of you do when you get to heaven if you go on grumbling all the way. Do not hope to get to heaven that way. But now begin to bless the name of the Lord with all that is in you. Some of you cannot bless the Lord. How sad it is to be in a state of mind in which you cannot give thanks to God. You must be born again before you can bless the Lord. May the Lord convince you of the necessity that He should bless you before you can bless Him. And may you receive His blessing by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. O gracious and sovereign and holy God, we bless you. We bless you from our soul and heart. We bless you with all that is in us. We bless your holy name. You have revealed yourself to us in your word. You have shown us your holiness and your righteousness. You have shown us your mercy and your love. You have showered us with good gifts. You have called us to be holy as you are. You have called us to bless you, to show forth your praise in thought, in word, and in deed. Father, help us to do it. Help us to do it every day and all the day. Help us to truly bless you when we gather publicly for worship, when we open our Bibles and sing your praise and pray in our daily family worship. May it be from our heart. And Father, we pray that you will cause us to proclaim your praise to all those around us and even unto the ends of the earth. We thank you that you teach us to praise you and that we will bless you and praise you for all eternity. Father, we thank you that we may also bring to you our tithes and offerings this day. And we ask that you will use them for the advancement of the gospel, for the preaching of your holy word, for the furthering of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that all men everywhere may bless your name and may worship and praise you, for you are worthy. Hear our prayer, we pray. Cause us to remember, even when we are tempted to grumble or complain against you or others or against your providence, cause us to remember to bless you, O my soul, and all that is within you, bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.